welcome to the award-winning Team Building Exercise Season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up and stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? Yeah, this month we have the Maison Corporation. These guys are said to be doing some illegal research with Nameless and Plague and a Chovar in their list. I don't think any of the rumors are true. Yes. Make a check out to Georgie D. Goblin. Yes. Yes. Another zeros will be agreed upon. Hey, is this still on?
And welcome to another edition of Team Building Exercise, the award-winning Team Building Exercise. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And we're here. I won't. I was going to say we're here.
Yes, stop right there. Rob, let me take over. They're being insensitive. So today, because we're doing a very special episode, there's nothing planned and Outbreak doesn't come out until the 9th, so everyone has to be very, very quiet. We've all been told that, so till the 9th. So I've been tasked with making a special outline for today's show. And so I've asked my cohorts here to make up a theme building exercise, a meme building exercise, and a dream building exercise, of which I will ease us through as we go along. So, yes, we're ready to get started. And I wish Outbreak would have came out a little bit earlier so we could all, as a group, all of us journalists, release it into the wild. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Jack, did you get the memo?
No. What was the memo?
Well, it seems Outbreak's into the wild. It outbroke.
Wait, we can't talk about it. We signed NDAs.
Yeah, Rob, come on.
Well, once an NDA is broken, we can do whatever we want.
Did you wander out of Infinity War and just say, "Oh, remember when Loki got choked?" Spoilers. No one would do that. No one would do that.
It's got done.
Oh,
so we can do it, Jack. We can do it.
We can do it live.
All my planning.
We'll do it another time, Jack. You keep those notes handy.
I was spreading my wings, Rob.
Wait, Jack, come back down to Earth.
Yeah, come back, Jack.
Are you saying humanity once again? The
not today.
Yes, that is humanity has ruined my dreams.
As always, yeah.
As a constant state of existence for you, yes.
Okay, Rob. Well, then you go back to this, and I'll just sit here dejected.
So should I announce what we're doing?
Sure.
So we are doing, which is not, I will repeat, is not a GCPS faction. We are doing the Maison Lab Corps.
Yay. Yes.
Don't all jump up at once. So basically, even though the book hasn't come out, we're going to do it, right? We're going to do it live.
And we have to put a disclaimer on that.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait. We can talk about it?
Yes, Boomer.
Boomer, are you shocked that we can actually talk about it now?
I am very surprised. That is very weird.
Why is it weird?
Why is it weird? Because it's supposed to be secret. It needs to be a secret.
The secret's out.
I remember when Boomer had an Australian accent.
Jack, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Anything else to say, Boomer, while we're here?
I don't know. I'm not really good at this.
Yeah, you're... Georgie's the man when it comes to this.
I don't know about that.
I think I know about that.
I think everyone knows about that.
Jack, what do you think about that? What do you think, Boomer or Georgie? Which one's better at interrupting?
See, when Boomer does it, it's an interruption. When Georgie does it, it's an old friend coming into the conversation to bring liveliness and impart wisdom. This is just aggravating right now. Like,
man, I do not appreciate that.
I don't either, Boomer. I think you're fine.
See that? That's exactly what I was talking about.
I can't wait for my goblin to come in season 4.
I don't know about that.
You know, you're not. You know, I'm starting to side with Jack a little bit. You know, Georgie's a little more upbeat and stuff. Go get Georgie.
I don't know about that.
All right. Hit your catchphrase.
Kill Georgie.
You got a catchphrase?
Well, I don't know about that.
All right, get out of here. Go, go. Yeah, because you're terrible. 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 Georgie. Oh. I miss Georgie.
Everyone loves Boomer.
Mm. All right, so let's get to it, bro. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, Jack. Make your Maison Labs list.
Oh, Jesus.
Jack, how are you?
Not too bad, Georgie. Not too bad. How are you? I'm glad.
I'm doing, I'm actually not doing too well. Boomer just passed me, and oh my God, I just got a whiff of just like Doritos and like poop. The stench was so terrible.
He soils himself on the regular, like just between you and me. So like that's probably what you smell.
Yeah. And he also mentioned something about you guys talking about the Maison Lab dudes. What, isn't it too early?
Georgie also has a sense of honor when everyone's told, okay, keep it under your hats, maybe a hint or two. We were allowed to give like some very subtle, very, very small, teasers. That was what we were permitted. But apparently, what I've just learned is, Georgie, we've been betrayed.
Oh, no, Jack. Jack, I don't know what to do anymore. You told me this, and now I'm sad because we've been betrayed.
Me too. If you had been here about 10 minutes early, you would have heard those were my exact words.
Yeah, what do I know?
No.
Anyway, so I'm tired, and, Jack, I'm going to try your method against Boomer again. Let's just hope another part of the house doesn't, doesn't just disappear again.
No, you do what you have to do. And I think more people have come to our side.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Rob, apparently Rob, I heard a rumor Rob likes Boomer. But I just really hope that's not true.
The thing about Rob is he keeps his friends close, but his enemies closer.
Rob's very fickle too, right?
That's why he do a show with you three.
Oh.
Hey, listen, fickle is such a big word. I don't know what that means.
Oh.
Excelsior!
All right, good. Get out of here. Standing ovation all around.
That's how you do it. That's how you come in to a show, spice things up. I had my hopes and dreams crushed like 5 minutes ago that my whole show that I was allowed to do has been erased. Now there's wind underneath my wings again.
You know, I do got to say that Boomer did bring it to a screeching halt. Thank God Georgie came in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I bet you had some – you were, doing a little pushing and pulling there to get that to happen. You read the room.
A little bit. That's you know what it is? Professional, man. Look it up.
So that's been this episode of
– This is – Jack, it's terrible because this is usually when Rob cuts us off and like, all right, Jack, your lists and like that. But this is the season of off the rails. So, Jack, if you would, let's start with your list.
Okay, perfect. We're starting with my list, the Maison Labs from the new book Outbreak, which has not been released yet, but
it's coming.
It is coming. And Mantic saw fit to release to give certain people the carte blanche. So I can't question that, but. By the time this comes out, most people already know, so we're not spoiling anything at this point. I started with Dr. Lucas Koiner.
Nice.
I would call him Dr. Octavius Koiner just because I think I would like to do that. He's a dapper young fellow with robotic arms and I believe probably a bit of a sadist.
A little bit. I wouldn't call him Dr. Octavius because he only got tree arms.
Well, he's got three robotic arms plus his two other arms. That's five. Then he's got his two legs. That's six or seven. So he's one limb away from being a
Slow down. There's the taskmaster jumping in the censorship taskmaster.
They don't call him tripod for nothing.
Okay, so he's shoots fives, fights fives, saves fours. Tactician two, which is pretty all right, little slice all right. Frenzy one, and medic. Mm-hmm. His recon six plus, he can't have it all right.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, Jack, cut you off. We'll talk about it, like, I guess, during tactics. But recon six, in a way, with this list, doesn't really matter if you do it a certain way.
Yeah. Okay. So a little teaser. You might have built your list around a little.
Yes.
Okay. Good. That's good. He comes with three type weapons, the ones that are on his robotic arms. And there's a range fight stun, range one stun, these ejectors that are like needles. Then there's also a laser cutter, which range two AP burns. Nice, leaves his hands free, but he can still, do horrific, shoddy medical work on someone. Mm. And his army special is something called Fast Acting Serum. And I know usually we don't give it to Coach to do this, but so he might not be prepared. I have it right in front of me. I can read it. But I kind of
got it. I have the book, and I also have the merch book ready to go. So
okay.
So at any time you need stats on the merch, just holla back.
I don't. I have the physical copy here, but we did sign an NDA that said we couldn't do anything with it yet. So I've just teased it a little bit, but or I can read it. But I kind of like throwing it to you for the special.
Well, it's Fact Acting Serum, which is basically almost like the the sergeant from the plague, but it's different wherein that you use the splat to replace a model in your strike team that has just been killed with a plague victim model. The plague victim is placed pinned and activated in the same cube as the killed model and can activate as normal for the next round. So basically, when one of your guys dies, they can come back as a plague victim. In all ways, a new model acts as a member of your strike team. VPs are scored for killing both the original model and if the new plague victim model is killed. Fact Acting Serum takes precedence over any other similar rules such as plague infection. So it's kind of cool that if somebody dies, he comes back as a plague victim. And the plague victims aren't too bad. You get a free plague victim if he dies. So it's basically with attack two and the splat, you can almost get another use out of these guys. But they do come back pinned, which kind of makes sense. They die and then they fall on the floor and then they come back. They're not zombies, but they are plague victims. And I'll take a plague victim over a zombie any day.
Me too. I like that splat. Like we haven't discussed anything else. We're not going to get into it. But I will say I really like that.
You know what?
Thematically, I like it. And just tactically, I like it. And just for the fun and chaos of it, I like it.
And Jack, if I may, just to sum it up, I'm sure you'll agree that Lucas's splat is lit.
It is lit.
Okay. I'm just want to establish that early on.
Okay. So to follow that up with his splat, I thought, well, do I really want to, start taking all the best of the best for troops and stuff? Not really. So I went the second lowest troop, the hoarding out the medical technicians. That didn't seem like a and then now you're relying on splats and stuff. So I went with six security guards.
Nice.
They're 8 points each. They come with a they're all right for troops. 5-6-5, pretty average.
Right.
But they come with the laser carbine. It's a range six, rapid fire, weight fire one.
No,
that's
that's the Marines. They come with just a basically range 6 laser rifle.
Oh.
That was the security guard.
Yeah, the next level up has the good weapon.
Right.
The Marines have the good weapon.
Oh, they've just got the laser rapid fire.
Just right. Rapid fire. No way to fire. It's the same thing, no way to fire. Yeah.
My mistake. I apologize. So it's
Listen, Jack, the book's not even out yet, so you know things like this will happen.
And oh, it's going to happen. Get on our list. My list will shock and surprise and cause anger with my co-hosts. That is a fact.
Not as much as mine, but go ahead.
Okay. After the security guards, I have two Blackwing medics.
No. Wait. You went. All right. So wait.
Are you joking?
Security guards, you took what?
6.
You took 6, and now we're going on to specialists.
Yes.
I know it's been a while. We haven't done this in a while. You got to let us know, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Are you joking about the medics there, Jack?
No, I am not.
Are you sure you're not joking about medics?
No, I've been told, I've heard that you don't know how to play Dead Zone unless you have medics.
I've heard that. I don't believe it, but I do hear that.
But, you know, who am I to judge? The powers that be have decided who are right and wrong in this. So, like, you know, I got to go with that. So I took 2.
Really?
Yeah, they're 12 points each.
Now, Jack, if I may, I don't interrupt often, but when I do, it's because of someone mentions either a medic or an engineer. Why take the medic?
I just explained to myself.
I understand that, but as someone who wants to get better at Dead Zone, how would I use the medic? Like, what's the strategy?
I took 2 Blackwing medics and I gave them med packs, so that's 5 extra points on there. So the medic is 12 plus the extra 5 for the med packs, so we're good to go. That I'm going to be winning with that combination.
Solid. And
then I also picked up 2 stimulant shots.
Well, I can't have 2 different things.
No, but they're not on anyone.
Well, they have to be on someone.
They're going to be on the security guards. But okay. You can't. The medics aren't going to be juicing up people. Come on, Rob.
Okay. Just making sure you're. That's right.
That's you.
I mean, because it seems like you're going a little crazy with just double checking the sanity.
Then I'm following up with 2, because I have the 6 security guards. I can have 2 vehicles. So I went with 2 Blackwing Striders.
Wow.
There is no Strider. I'm so confused.
Well, that's what happens when you start releasing something that's still in the beta form. All these things are probably all. If you look hard, you'll find the Blackwing Strider, which you're allowed to have the Polaris Cannon with. So I took each one of those has the Polaris Cannon for 10 points.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Good job, Jack.
And then last but not least, because I thought it would be hilarious and because Lucas Coiner or Octavius already has his hands free, but also has those weapons, I also gave him a 5-point energy gauntlet.
I don't think he can have it, can he?
It's a leader.
Yeah, but he doesn't have, I don't think he's allowed to have any weapon options. You have to have, it has to say leader in the weapon options under him.
It does say leader in the weapon options.
Leader, weapon under options, him? Leader.
Oh, okay. Leader, small arms, and light, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
No, you keep doing that. Keep him on his toes. Good job, Rob.
No, oh, I made the statement that my list would cause some confusion and anger.
I'm confused, yeah. That's
for sure. I have struck all of those. So the Striders are 30 points each with the Polaris Cannon, an extra 10. So that's 2 40-point models. Plus the energy gauntlet, plus the I end up with a total of 199 points.
Oh God, really? 1 point extra?
It's because I with the 2 med packs, the 2 stimulant shots, and the energy gauntlet, I couldn't. That's my common. It was close. It was close. So that is my list.
Hey Jack, if you want, why don't you give Lucas a pistol for 1 point?
When you buy a weapon, doesn't it replace the weapons he's already got? Oh, he has no.
He doesn't really have any weapons.
He has a range of equipped stun weapon.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the gauntlet replace that?
No, because I will point you to on page 55. It says weapon does not replace the default weapon on some of the, on the for a pistol.
But mm-hmm. you know, for the I'm talking energy gauntlet though.
Oh, he's both his hands are free. Those are attached to his body.
There's no little star next to that thing. Technically, playing by the rules, it would replace the other range F weapon he has. Makes no sense, but that's what would happen.
Rob,
I'm sorry to ruin your day.
Rob,
are you gonna cry?
That's not right.
It's not right. Talk to the rules committee. It's not me.
Okay. Well, then I'm done. I'm done.
I like your list, Jack.
I've got my arms crossed in front of me. First, the show that I had orchestrated. You know That's how true. Much work I put into it?
Your day's ruined.
It is ruined. So,
Jack, do I need to get Georgie back in here for you?
Later. I might put up the Georgie signal. Yeah, you might look up in the night sky and see it.
All right. Okay. That's what I would do. I mean, I would do that for you.
Okay.
So that's your list, Jack?
That is my list.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with me and Coach's list then.
Yay.
Yay.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Alright guys, award-winning team building exercise. Rob, what season is this?
Tree.
Season 3! The one and only. We've done one, we've done two, now we're up to tree. Tree, 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 tree. And thinking about it, we're doing the Maison Labs, which I don't know. Did I mention that it's not a GCPS faction? Did I mention that, guys? I think I might have mentioned that. Okay.
Looks well, a lot anyway. Like a GCPS faction to me.
No, it doesn't. It does. Absolutely not. So what we're going to do now is we saw Jack's list, you know, heavy tactically with the medics and whatnot. So we're going to go to Rob's list, the Taskmaster, who's been, he's been a little lax in his Taskmaster abilities here, but we're going to see what happens with his list. So, Rob, take it away.
Well, I like to preface this list with I didn't know there were Striders because they're not in the version of the book I have, but I guess they're going to be in there. So
they're in my book. Jack, they're in your book?
Just own up to it, Rob.
Okay.
I don't have Striders.
If
so,
you make a mistake, just own up to it.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, it's
I don't
it's
have
worse.
Striders. I would have had Striders in this list if I knew they existed. But since I didn't, they won't be. Also, okay. I'd like to say that while we're starting to record, I found out one of the specialist options actually wasn't what is in the book either. So, once again, this version of the book that we have is completely wrong. So I had to change that. So my list changed at the last second. That's why it's going to be a little strange. So I'm starting with Dr. Lucas Koiner because his splat is awesome. Everything else is pretty meh, but his splat is amazing. Because you're never going to be able... What's that?
He's a medic.
Yeah, you're never going to get into anywhere near people to medic them. You're not going to get close enough to inject anyone in his range 2 weapon. You're going to hide this guy because you want to use that splat constantly to... you want to make sure you keep that tactician too to keep popping up those dead guys. Mm. And I didn't... go what Jack said. Jack said to go Maison Lab Techs if you want to go all out, but I didn't do that. I only took one of those just because points worked. So I have one Maison Lab Tech because I had 6 points left over. But then I went with 5 Maison Security Guards for the same reason Jack took them. They're cheap and they're going to die and you'll get those zombies for them. Or not zombies, plague victims.
Plague victims.
Them. One more tech. You could have had 2 Striders, Rob.
Yeah, you're right. It's true. I could have.
So you went
actually,
with one?
I have 6. I have 6 guys because I have 5 security guards and a lab tech.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I would be able to have 2 Striders if I knew they existed. But I didn't. And then I took I originally was going to take Urbana Specialists, but then I found out they no longer have Scout. So I took that off, because the only reason I was going to give them Scout with sniper rifles, well, whatever, their version of a sniper rifle, which is like a marksman rifle. But instead, I dropped those guys out, which allowed me to have 3 Urbana Blackwing Rangers instead, who do have the Scout. 16 points. They shoot and fight and everything survive on 5s. They have armor, which is cool. And they have that laser carbine, which is the way to fire 1. So I got 3 of those guys, just because I had to change it. I was going to have snipers instead. And then with the rest of my points, I have 80 points left over. You know what equals 80 points? 2 aberrations. That's what equals. 2 aberrations. When 1 isn't enough, you take 2. So I have 2 aberrations in my list.
You know, I always say that, man. If you like something, take 2 of them.
Yep. Fights on 3s, which is the important part. And size 4. Armor 1. Tough. Rampage, which... Rampage, yeah, sure, it sucks, but it's only a 1 in 8 chance of...
It's, you know, you roll the dice, man.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And they have AP2 and knockback on their weapons. The knockback's not great, but the AP2 is good.
Rob, don't gloss over the fact that there's tough in there now, which wasn't there before.
Oh, was it? I didn't even know that. I don't play Plague.
It was not. It was not. So, yeah.
That's my list. That's exactly 200 points. I didn't take any items because I don't believe in items because I never remember to use them, pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's what I took. And I think the only thing I would change from this list already would be those Rangers, because I think I would choose something else, but I was under the gun to put something in there.
Okay, because I was going to ask about the Rangers.
They're all right, but they're... The Rangers are just like the Marines, but for 5 extra points, you get Scout. Mm-hmm. Is that worth it? Oh, they get 1 armor. Right. They get 1 armor for it, too. So Scout, 1 armor? Yeah, for five points, 1 armor. 5 points,
yeah. That's definitely worth it.
Yeah, that's worth it.
That was my question, getting them up close with Scout when they didn't... You didn't give them, like, the special weapons or anything like that.
Yeah, well, I would have. These guys have no weapon options. You can't switch out the weapon options on the Blackwing Rangers, unless that's changed too, because God knows this book is not.
No, I don't think it has.
So all you get is that laser carbine, no matter what. So.
But the laser carbine is a range 6 rapid fire, way to fire 1. That's awesome.
It's good, but I would rather have the hollow sighted weapon. So. Mm. I guess I could have given them hollow sights. Do they have hollow sights? No, they don't. They don't have hollow sights to have. So.
Well, I'd
rather give him the AccuTech LR-45 DMR, but unfortunately that's only the other guys who don't have Scout.
Yeah.
But there you go. So, Coach, what do you got? Show us what you got.
Oh, man, I went bonkers, man. I went the other way. I mean, when we won that award, remember when we were accepting that award and they said, we love the fact that the 3 of you hit the lists at, like, different angles from completely different places. And this just goes to show you at the beginning of season 3 that we're going to have it going. But, you know, although my 2 buddies, my 2 compatriots here, I did take Dr. Lucas because he's just awesome, man. You know, I like him. I think if you get him into a fight, he might be all right, you know.
Oh, yeah. If he has to fight, he'd be fine. But I wouldn't get him in a fight.
Right. Or if somebody's coming close to you, say they're about to reach you. And you can get him with the range 1 stun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's pretty good. You know, like, say you start the round and guys are getting a little too close for comfort, you can hit him with the stun. The laser cutter is AP1, it burns, and you're shooting on a 5. Not terrible. And survive on 4, and he's a medic, so he'll heal himself. I like it. And he also has Frenzy 1. So Frenzy 1 on a 5 fight is bonkers, man. It's pretty good. So with my troops, I went a little troop heavy. Little bit. I took 4 Maison security guards because, you know, they're 8 points apiece. 5-6-5 with a laser rifle. I mean, they're your basic troops. They're your basic human, you know, like a Rebs trooper or something like that. So, you know, not too shabby. And then I went with 4 Urbana Blackwing Marines because... For 11 freaking points, 5 across the board, but they got way to fire 1 with the laser carbine, and they're only 1 victory point. So now, I mean, I got their fodder, but they're good fodder. You know what I mean? I like them just because of that gun and a 5 shot with a 1 VP. You can't go wrong with that. I mean, you know, you just can't.
No, that's a solid troop.
Yeah. So now, you know, and I'll be honest with you, playing a lot of enforcers. You know, I've been trying dipping my toe into the Asterion pool. Of course, you know, playing a lot of Forge Fathers, guys that are non-plague. They're so cheap. You get so many dudes, man. So when I did, after that, when I did my, I was adding up the list. I was like, oh my God, I got so many points left over. So let's go somewhere else. You know what I mean? So I took, to start off the specialist, I took 5 plague victims. Okay. 11 points, speed 2, 3, which is sexy as all hell. All right. You know, they don't have a shoot. Obviously they don't have a shoot stat, but they got a 5 fight, 5 survive. They are beasts. They do have rampage, but they're frenzy 1 with a 4 fight.
Yeah. 4 fight. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't, I'm sorry. I said 5 before, I meant 4, a 4 fight with frenzy 1. Mm-hmm. That's pretty damn good.
Yep.
Pretty damn good. And then what I got to do is you got to bring them. Cause I know I could have brought a Strider, but I said to myself, I'm not bringing a Strider. I'm bringing the Abby Normal, Mr. Aberration himself, because I painted him and I liked the way he came out. So he's coming in the list. And any list I could take an Aberration, you're okay with me. So I also took 1 item, which is a smoke grenade, and I will give it to one of the Black Wing Marines just that, you know, to have it, maybe throw it down so that we can save some people. And that's 3 points. So now as I'm going through this, I noticed that I have 24 points left over. And what I say is, you know what? I'm going to shock the world for 24 points.
Engineers.
I will. Well, close. Very close. He does have some tools, maybe for engineering. But right now, for 24 points, I take the organic data storage unit.
That's hate him.
No.
You hate the model.
Chovar. I hate the Chovar. I do like the organic data storage unit. Now, if you see in the unboxing of Star Saga that myself and Andrew did, you will notice that I have been won over to the data storage unit, but the Chovar sucks. So, and with that, adding it all up, I'm at 200 points, correct, Mr. Harper?
I didn't even check the points, sorry.
Okay, well,
I believe you.
Don't worry about it. So, and you know what's the funny part is I was using Excel, and you know when you bring down stuff? So when I brought down the Maison Labs and I brought the Black Wing and the Plague Victims, it adds it up, you know, on Excel. You bring it down. So it's 8, 9, 10, 11, then it was 11, 12, 13. So I had like 15 extra points once I fixed it. So I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 guys. Mm-hmm. With an aberration – organic data storage, who's a size 3, and Dr. Lucas, who's only 26 points, although he's 3 victory points. But it's great because I think with this, if I may, you kind of have like an all encumbering list, you know, like encompassing list. I'm sorry, like everything you have, everything that that you may need, you know, and I dig it. I dig it. You're giving up a lot of victory points. I will give you that, though. Maybe some easier than others, but, you know, who are you going to pick? You're going to shoot the security guards, or you're going to pick up the Marines because they got the better weapon. But at that time, you know, the plague victims will be in your face because they move at a 2-3. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I dig this list. I really like this. I think this is a really good new faction because it's not a GCPS faction. There's a few guys that transfer over, but there's really only 2 when you think about it. There's 2 specialists and then 2 troops. But other than that, no. And should we go over? You want to go over organic data storage unit? Because he's a new model.
Sure.
We could do that. So he's got a 5.556. He moves 1 to 2, size 3. Now he's got psychic frenzy 1 on a 5 fight. We just established that. That's not bad. And he also has an energy shield of 2. So you're taking the Chovar also had the energy shield too, correct?
Does he?
I think he did.
Where's so the Mercs book? Check the Mercs book.
Hold on. I got it right here. Hold on. Mercs book. Open it up. That would be page. Jack, what page was he on?
I'm literally reclining right now, and I'm not – my arms are still crossed. Oh,
but you've memorized the book. You should know.
My arms are still crossed sullenly in front of me.
I could see the lip sticking out too.
It's quivering. It's quivering ever so slightly.
So the only difference between the Chovar, which is 20 points and 2 victory points, he does not have a fight stat. He does have a 6 survive, energy shield 2, and he's for psychic. So, yeah. So now, there are different psychic powers. So the ODSU has Mind Blast, which is a range 4 psychic blast. He has Mind Terror, which is range 4 psychic stun. He has Hyperkinesis, which is range 4 psychic invigorate. And then he has Electrical Discharge. Wait, let me say that again. Electrical Discharge. Wow. Range F knockback. So, you have a lot there. Now, let's remember. I want to read this to you. Hold on. Let me put away the merch book. And I want to read this to you because it's very important. Jack, are you paying? I know that you're upset. Are you paying attention?
I am paying attention.
Because this is going to be big.
I'm a professional. No matter how black the cloud is over my head, I'm a professional. Look it up.
Okay. So now, you know, psychic, if you look in psychic in the main rule book, now that we have the outbreak book, you still need the main rule book because there's a lot of, you know, the rules and stuff are still in here, but the lists and stuff are in this book with the new abilities. But we're going back to page 32 of the regular rule book. I'm not going to bore you and read the whole thing. Basically a psychic test or a psychic, if you have a ranged psychic attack, it's a shooting attack, and you do it all the same. You know, you get all the pluses and minuses and everything. The only exception, now this is from the book. All right, Jack, ready? The only exception is psychic weapon does not need line of sight to its target. So if you could do something with the ODSU and you hide him and you can get him into a point where he might be able to do something. Now, obviously the range F, you know, the electrical discharge you can't do, but everything else is range 4. You put him in the right place at the right time, he might be able to do something for you. You know what I mean? He can maybe stun some guys or blast some guys off things, or, you know, you could even invigorate somebody. And you could also use a shoot dice on him to do 2 psychic powers at once with TAC 5 altogether with Lucas's TAC 2. He might be all right. So, you know, I don't like the Chovar. He still sucks. But for 4 points more, I'll take an ODSU.
I think the data storage unit has an advantage over the Tangle, which has basically the same powers. All the psychic powers are all basically the same.
Right.
Is that he can move indoors. He can do the Tangle is just sitting there.
He's pretty big still, but yeah, not as big as the Tangle. Tangle's gigantic.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
That's all right. I was just gonna say. So yeah, that's a big advantage than being stuck out. He can go into a building. He can move into cover. That, and now that the psychic powers without the line of sight can really have an effect.
Now, when you look at the Tangle, I have them side to side. I know you guys have Tangles, and I know you guys got the ODSU. The Tangle is immense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I dare say maybe a size 4 plus.
Yeah. You know, it barely fits in a square.
Yeah, it barely does. And then, like, if you really want to model.
Yeah, it doesn't really. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying. Well, you almost have to do it, like, sideways. He's got to, like, you know, turn sideways to get through some alleys. But if you're modeling for advantage, you're going to cut off those things that stick up, you know, like the struts from the ship or whatever, you know, that are there. But with the storage unit, I guess the size 3 comes from, he's pretty tall, but the tentacles that are sticking out, he's got the 2, like, you know, he's got 2 tentacles that are holding stuff, another 2 that have weapons in it, another one that has weapons in it. Then he's got 2. If you look at it, like, what's going on here? Huh? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, he's got his hands like this, Jack, like this. See?
Yeah. Just like that.
Like, what do I know? So, but yeah. So for me to like a Chovar, it's got to be good, man.
Yeah, that's saying something.
That's saying something. So that's my list, and I'm sticking to it.
I like it.
I looked at it this way. Half dudes and half plague.
Well, I like the fact that you leaned heavy into the plague victim because it's such a good model. And right. when I was thinking I'd make a plague victim list, I thought, okay, well, the leader doesn't need to be Dr. Octavius anymore. He can be the other security guy. You know, he's all right. But I was like, okay, well, then it's the plague victim's doing the job. But when you mix it up and you start – now you're playing against someone who has to think, oh, he's got a little of this. He's got a little of that.
Well, if you want, let's go over – I mean, we've basically taken everything or what? I'm sorry.
We have to take a break.
Yes.
This is the editing master. He has to edit this. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about what we didn't take.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to the award-winning Team Building Exercise. So far, I have used my creativity to create a show that was wildly different than the usual, with a lot of kind of games and stuff, and I do appreciate that. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't allowed. Instead, we talked about the Maison Lab Corporation Marines. Is that what they're called?
No, just the Maison Lab. So,
okay. It's a little confusing. Maybe they're the same thing or...
No, basically...
Yeah, they're just a corporation, right? Like, they're just the same as a corporation. So.
Well, they're... I'm assuming the fluff, if I may. The fluff is kind of like... It's Star Saga. You know, they're a research facility, and the Maison Labs, you know, in the Warpath universe, you can hire... you can hire your own army, which is like a GCPS. So, you know, the Maison Labs hired the security, you know, the Maison, the Urbana, Blackwing, and all those guys, and the security guards. They basically protect the interest of the Maison Labs. But also, you know, the experimentation that's going on, if you look, they got aberration, and we got plague victims and whatnot, medics, you know, things like that. And then the organic data storage unit, which is the ODSU, I kind of like that better. These powerful psychic beings are captured and tortured by the Maison Labs to become nothing more than organic hard drives trapped in the constant nightmare of computerized coding. Mm. So these guys suck. They're not good dudes. So the different feel would be that they, you know, like they're just, this is a corporation. And, you know, they got a few guys. They've hired some security guards and they got a few Marines to take care of stuff. So, you know, protecting the interests of the Maison Labs.
Whatever. So what you're saying is they're basically the same. Okay, so Rob, we're going to go with the way this show runs is now we discuss what we didn't take. Let's run us through here and get this show on the road.
Wait, where's the hate? Because you already started it saying that they're the same, you know, that whole deal.
Well, we do the hate last, and we do still have there is a skeleton of a system still involved in the show. So,
gotcha.
So, yeah. Well, what didn't we take, young Rob?
Well, the first thing we didn't take was Guard Commander Graves, which I think is because he's terrible.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think he's useless.
Well, you want me? I if you want, I can go over it.
Yeah, please, because he is useless.
Okay, so. He's got a 1-2, 4, 5, 5. Attack 1, strategist. Armor 1, and he's a size 1. 22 points, 2 victory points. He's ahead of security. I'm sorry, he has a laser pistol, which is range 3, weight of fire 1, which ain't bad. on a 5-shoot. He has the bionic arm, range F, AP1, knockback. Recon 5+, which is better than Louis. Head of security, you may spend an army special result to give the active model a free fight, fire for effect action. You may only use this once per activation. Yeah. All right, you're right.
Fire for effect.
Big deal.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Well, we have to go over that. Because if you give 4 more points and 3 victory points, you get Louis Koiner, which we all picked for obvious reasons. So, you know.
There's not 3 points of model there. Difference. Actually,
four points.
Yeah, like you can't, like 3 victory points to 2 victory points, 26 to 22. Like there's the points are so close, the models are not.
Right. And you know what's cool? It's that, like, what I did was I went pretty troop heavy. I got 8 troops and the plague victims and whatnot. When they die, they can actually come back. You know what I mean? The fact acting serum, it just, you know.
Just keep
dead.
Doing it, yeah.
Yeah, just keep coming back. So this is I'm not really a big splat guy when I play. I like to keep maybe 1 or 2 just in case. But man, I'll tell you what, man, I might have to keep a few of these.
Yeah, this is one list that you actually just want splats.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it makes sense. If you have a lot of dudes, man, you bring them back. Now, you will give your opponent another victory point for it. But you know what though? He's still coming back and doing work, so
yeah,
you know, yeah, could work.
Yeah, I really like that splat.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
The next thing we didn't take was the Urbanna Blackwing Ranger, which is just the normal guy, but he has scout. Like I said before, right. I wish he had weapon options. The fact that he just has that one weapon for that price, I think the other guys are better.
Right.
But
Rob, I think on the specialist, if you wanted to take the, you know, the Accutech DMR, the Holosite one, it's 8 points and 1 victory point.
Yeah.
Good weapon. It's a good weapon.
Yeah, that's why the specialist is good. It's just that the other one, he doesn't have weapon options. So it's the same price. He's 16 points, right. 2 VPs, no weapon options.
Right.
Just has scout. That's the only difference.
Well, the I think the specialist is coming down in price.
Oh, then my list will be totally wrong. This book sucks.
Yeah. So,
well, again, we are looking at probably a third generation of still a beta. It hasn't even gone to print yet. So, like, all of this is still well in the development stages. Anything that we're saying, obviously, comes with the caveat that a lot can and will change by the time it reaches the final version.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last guy we didn't take is the engineer, and obviously it would have been medic too, but Jack had a proof of point. Those guys are useless in every list. I don't think we have to say that ever again because we say it every time. But
engineer or the medic?
Both of them. But okay. Jack took the medic. But
now he's being hurtful.
But the engineer especially. The medic at least can heal people. What can the engineer do?
Wait, Rob. You really, you know, I could see Jack. I could really hear the bottom lip quivering because he took 2 medics and you're telling him they're useless. They're only 12 points and 2 victory points. I don't get it. What, Jack, I feel for you, bro.
Well, yeah, just being called stupid right in front of God and all his creatures.
Well, I said that at least those guys can heal things. The engineer can't do anything unless you take an 8-point rare sentry gun. So that's 20 points for a model. That, like, what's the point? I don't get it.
And 2 victory points, correct?
Yes.
But his write-up does say that he can use the skills for setting traps. So maybe there's a mechanic for setting traps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be traps in here.
He's trained in demolitions and sabotage. So, like, he's got potential.
Is there things like the rats have where you can do that? Am I missing something?
Well, you're missing it because it's not in this one.
Oh.
Oh, you're saying that's for another book that's not even out yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't help us right now, so never take a frickin' engineer.
Rob, let me ask you a question. If they get something like a trip mine or a debt pack, would you take them anyway?
No, but at least it would give us a reason to take them. But it's one less thing that's the same, like, at least, like I said, the medic. I can see somewhat that he could be useful in a long game if you're playing like a 300 point game or something where guys might, you have long enough time to get around and resurrect people. But like in a normal game that lasts like three rounds, who are you going to be resurrecting? Like you say, it's great on the leader because he can heal himself. That's the one time it's useful, but why would a medic need to heal himself? I'd rather just have like a bunch of more security guards. I could get two security guards for the price of a medic almost. I could definitely get two of the girls, I don't know why I call them girls, because some of them are girls,
Lab techs,
yeah.
Yeah, you can, if you give the engineer, like you were saying, if you give him something, he's 20 points, you can get three lab techs if you really wanted them. Yeah, or two, you can get two security guards.
But three lab techs are potentially three lab techs that do something, and then when they die, they come back as... potentially come back as those plague victims. So that's
right.
Meanwhile, well, this list, is like, one guy.
And in this list also, if you think about it, in this list, like, you know, we all kind of went troop heavy, but I went very like 1VP dude heavy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're going to die, man. I don't care. So you shoot six guys, you get 6 points. Awesome. I'm going to try to get you big guys. You know what I mean? So, you know, try to rack up those victory points beforehand. So, you know, something like this. Now, if you would have taken, let's say we would have taken all the specialists, you know, the Blackwing, even, well, you can't, the aberration wouldn't have mattered. But, you know, honestly, even if you go heavy specialist, it doesn't really matter because they're so cheap. I mean, the plague victim's 1 VP, the Marine and the specialist are 2 VPs, and the aberration is 4, but it doesn't really matter because you can't heal them anyway.
Why can't you heal him?
Because you can't get in the space to heal him.
Oh,
he's a
that's
size
good point.
Four.
That's funny.
And also, too, you know, I know there was a thing on Facebook that people were like getting upset. I like the fact that if there are 4 guys in the cube, or 3 guys in the cube, or 2 guys in the cube, that the aberration can't run through them because he's a size 4. That's part of the game. It's a spatial thing you can't get through. You know. Now,
yeah, of course,
if he does go through, then he's got to like crush everybody in the way, and it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? So you know, find a way around that. That's part of the game. That's the chess match. You know what I mean? You can't, you know, when you play chess, you can't go through your own guys unless you're the rook. But yeah, other than that, you can't go through your own guys, you know? So, you know, just figure a way to figure it in, and then you figure it out, man. That's just how we roll over here. So you got to learn what to do way ahead of time. But that's just me.
Yeah, and that's it. We did. We took everything else amazingly. That's just. Yeah.
I like this list, man. I mean, you know, listen, you're never going to get a perfect faction, but there's a lot of cool stuff in this to make it enough flavor where it's not the GCPS. But if you do have some GCPS stuff, you could run it in this, man. You know, I like it a lot. You know, and then they also have access to shotgun, flamethrower, thermal rifle, which I'm not too crazy yet. The only thing I think I'd take with the specialist, I mean, the only thing I might take was the grenade launcher.
Mm.
8 points, 1 VP, range 5, indirect 3. So that's pretty good, man. I like that, you know?
So Rob's specialist, when he took the Blackwing Ranger, he can't upgrade, but my medics, I could have given shotguns.
If you wanted to, sure.
Yeah.
Why can't the Rangers have shotguns?
Because they're not medics, and medics are awesome. So there. So now about the hate. Is there anything to really hate?
I don't hate anything.
No.
Like other than the general hate of what's it called? The medics
engineers.
And engineers. But yeah, I don't. There's nothing hate in here.
No. No, we discussed the guard commander Graves. He's, but that's not real hate. That's just kind of obvious.
He's just kind of useless.
Yeah,
That's not hate. He's just, you know, we don't hate him. We just go stand over there.
You're in the shadow of greatness. Move aside. We're trying to take a picture of the of Dr. Octavius, and you're just kind of in the background.
Yeah, the important things, you know.
It's hard to hate anything in this list just because we don't know it enough, I think. Have you actually played any games with them yet, Coach?
Yeah, I've played a bunch.
And you think they play all right? Like, they're, well, obviously you tested them, so.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. You know, I mean, listen, I played them, here's the thing with play testing and writing rules, all right? I play a certain way, right? When I play against other guys, they play a certain way. When I played Rob, he played a certain way when we had the game. When you came here and we played, you played a certain way, I played different. You know, we played completely different. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with this book is it's going to come out on the 9th. And by the 10th, you're going to see people saying that, why does the lab technician have a shock baton? Range F knockback. It's a 5 fight. They're too powerful. And we're going to say, well, no, because, you know, when I used the lab techs, they weren't that powerful. They were kind of fodder. Maybe out of the 10 games I played with these guys that I took them, knockback made one problem, you know, because knockback is when you can cause potential damage. So, you know, you have to have at least one potential damage, and that's rolling and stuff. And, you know, the guy saved and everything, but he still got knocked back and he hit the wall and fell down and he was okay. But he was pinned in the cube with the lab tech. And then, you know, I made him stand up. Nothing happened. He could only survive with the fight. But then I had another fight dice and then I killed him, you know. So, you know, there is balance to it. But we're going to find things that come out later. You know, that's just through people playtesting with different styles and different lists, you know. You might say, you know, Rob can be one of, you know, and it's a Rob Harper deal. All right. And I took 12 he's on lab technicians. And then you know, we talk about it and you're like, oh man, they're so good. I mean, all right, 12 of them, 7 of them die, but the other 5 that ran in were just so good. They were knockbacking people, holding objectives, and, you know, they shot those guys while my big guys came up. So who knows?
You could find some sneaky things that pop up.
Yeah.
But and everybody's got VPs, so it's not like zombies in this case.
Right. But I'm saying though, you know, if you, like you said, if you take 12 of them and you kill 7 of them, you're only getting 7 VPs. And, you know, let's say you're going against Forge Fathers. They might only have 7 guys on that side. They can only shoot so many people, you know?
That's true.
So, you know, the Horde list is, when you have guys at a 6 and 8 points, you have a Horde list. You know, you can really Horde them out. I don't care what anybody says. You know, you can take, let's say you take 20 lab techs, right? So how much is that? That's 120 points. Right. So now we're saying we're taking Louis, right? We're taking Lucas. So that
146.
146. Dude, I could take an aberration if I wanted after that. Right.
Or more lab techs.
Right. Or a crap ton of plague victims because they're only 11 points apiece, you know? So, you know, you could play this list a lot. It's very versatile, I think. It's almost, dare I say, like an elite list, but because it's so narrow. You know what I mean? There's not too much choice to it, but the choices that are here, there's like a lot of really good combinations. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Maison Lab. I'm very happy with it. I'm glad that I was on it to help bring this faction to life. And I think it'll be cool, man. And I think Lucas, if you can hide him in the back and he can medic people, kind of like the new Dr. Simmons, you know, like she could just go around healing guys. She's like a support character. I think it's the way to go with him. I like it.
And there is something to be said for hoarding out. Like at Adepticon, when I was playing Rusted Beetle, and I think it was the second turn, he moved up a Pathfinder, one shot killed an aberration, turned with a dice, and one shot killed a Stage 1A. I think it was the second round.
And I was really?
Oh yeah. He was on fire. And
that's a bad day, man.
That is a bad day. That was at a tournament too. Like that was the beginning of the end. That was, I think, my third game or something. And I was like, okay, well, that's there's a picture of my face actually with Rob lurking behind me when that happened. And if you look at it, that face is not me mugging.
Well,
that is
Jack. I mean, when something like that happens, Rob has this innate ability to show up and see when things aren't going your way that bad. Rob is there.
Materialized. I heard the sound effect of him just materializing. Yeah. So So back to the point being, he just in one round did a horrific amount of damage.
And just lucky rolls, or
oh yeah, it was eight trains after eight trains, yeah. And with a
it's gotta be because you got almost between the two of them, it's like nine wounds.
Oh yeah. No, you don't have to tell me. Again, there's a picture of my face. And when you have a horde, if you have a small, you know, like a small elite group of high price models, it can turn real bad, real fast.
Right.
With a horde, you got a little more, you know.
You can lose quite a few before it matters. Yeah.
Right. This list allows you to do that, but then you add on the ability to bring them back.
Yep.
This is a list I want to play.
You could take Coiner for 26 points and 29 Lab Techs for 174 points for 200 points.
Wow. With no items, right?
Nothing else. That's it.
200, that's 200 on the button, right?
Yep.
Hell yeah. That's a Rob Harper list.
29 Lab Techs. You'd have to have how many did you get in a set of you only get six in a set of Star Saga, so that's what you need. How many sets of Star Saga there? Five sets of Star Saga.
You have to buy the upgrade packs. You know what's the worst part is that with our Kickstarter Star Saga, we only got six Lab Techs, but we got like I don't know about 12 of the other guys, and then 15 Rangers,
yeah,
you know, or GCPS guys. Yeah.
So, which we didn't need because we already have GCPS, but I painted them differently. So
you got GCPS.
You never got GCPS.
No.
You're painting were Erocs, right?
Yeah, they were Erocs, but you know, it's kind of like I have them because you know we could always use them, but my thing was especially with Star Saga getting those guys, it's perfect for Dead Zone.
Yeah.
So that meme where the guy's looking back over his shoulder over the woman that's walking and the girlfriend's looking, Plague Dogs, the oldness, and then Lab Techs, the new hotness.
No, it would be Zombies. Plague Zombies were the old one. Hmm. Plague Zombies. For yeah, for you, man. For you. But for Horde list, that was my old Horde list.
Zombies were good, and I didn't get to paint mine in the span before they were nerfed down to terrible. So literally I never really got to. So mine would be, you know, old hotness, Plague Dogs, new hotness, Lab Technician.
You think the zombies are terrible?
They overcompensated. They steered out of the skid and ended up doing a flat spin into the ditch, I think.
Mm. This is for another show when we revisit the plague. We'll discuss if you.
I'm teasing.
So I was going to do a theme building exercise, meme building exercise, and dream building exercise. but I should have done, like, I'm going to write a note here just in case one day I am allowed to have an idea for input into the show.
I mean, Rob, for him to have input into the show, shouldn't he answer his emails?
Yeah, actually come into the meetings. Yeah, you don't come to the meetings, Jack, you don't get input.
Yeah,
that's funny. I'm at work, I see the notification, hey Jack, we're going to discuss something, are we on ideas? I work a 10-hour shift, probably within 5 hours I got a message, well, if you don't want any input, I'm like, I don't have data here. I don't have they they have a thing that blocks they don't have Wi-Fi and they block the
cell service.
Yeah. The building shielded. So quite literally the lunchroom, you can get a very little, they unshield the lunchroom.
I was trying to figure out if you're a Canadian or a Cantonadian.
That's right. You're a Canadian or a Cantonadian.
So, but by the time I had my ideas in my head at work and I got back, I had already been shut out of any input. Like
that's what happens.
Time is of the essence.
It is, and since I work a night shift, so when you're at home and you're like, oh, dinner was great, thanks, hon. No, I'll get the dishes later. Hey, I'm going to talk to Rob on the. I'm at work, and then this is what happens.
So let's choose what we're going to do next week or next month, I should say.
Whose turn is it?
I don't think we ever had a turn because this has been chaos.
Would you
Rochambeau?
Yeah, or you want to save the new stuff for later because we already started with the new stuff, or you want to go in alphabetical order, or you want to just go back to the picking?
I think we should do new stuff next. So I think it probably should be the nameless next, right?
Nameless next, right? Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, we'll have to decide one step at a time, right, people? Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Rome wasn't burned in a day.
That's right.
Right.
So next month, nameless, and nameless will actually be out because the book will be out by then. So that should be good.
The book's out. What are you talking about?
Oot.
Yes.
The official book that isn't all wrong, because my list is all screwed up now and it's already not official because I'm sure the points are all wrong because the book isn't finalized yet.
Right.
Bastards.
But see, once the book comes out, then Jack doesn't need data.
Are we irresponsible for releasing a show that actually states what's in a book that is actually not really ready for release yet? Like, do we have some integrity to not do that? I'm just wondering. The horse is already gone.
Pandora's box has been opened. We're just trying to catch the ghosts that are flying out of it.
Oh.
Gotcha.
My face is melting off.
Aww. Well, on that, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
Rob Goblin for life.
And yeah, don't forget to I was going to give you a plug, Coach. Stop interrupting me. Don't forget to go to FamilyGamer777 for all the upcoming stuff for the Outbreak book. It'll be all out there. And then our podcast, I'm sure we'll talk about it. And I think we're going to talk about the book on the next DZTV with Coach. So it should be good times.
And don't forget, I know Jack is looking forward to it. July 28th, Conquest of Triton. My buddy Jack, I got a whole room ready for him. I have shanties and, all set. And I have we have some questionable areas and bars that we will be going to with Jack. So don't worry about Jack. First class all the way. What? Just got to tell me what time to pick you up at the airport. And for once in my life, he's speechless.
That's
all right, Jack. Jack, don't thank me now. Your presence will be enough.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'll be there in spirit.
Well, that's another show down the drain. What are you people listening to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?